Stinson Properties has been in a developmental agreement with the Central Terminal Restoration Corporation for the past year. But earlier this month, the CTRC announced it would not renew their agreement, which is set to expire next week, and would proceed with a study to be conducted by the Urban Land Institute. Doug Swift, a partner in Stinson's team, says both sides are actually still talking, even with the ULI study underway.
We embrace that process. We've seen what it can do for other projects in this community, and we think it's an interesting and an exciting opportunity to sort of learn more and to refine our working relationship going forward.
The developers say they were caught off guard by the announcement earlier this month, and there's no clarity as to who made the decision or why. Harry Stinson also took the opportunity to explain why he divested from another local property he held, the Hotel Niagara. He says the Central Terminal became available, and he and his investors saw more potential.
The time that we got the two offers in the Hotel Niagara, the RFP came out here. And a lot of my investors were well aware of this because they saw the building and said, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to take the funds out of the Niagara, there's an upside on it, and put them into this project, and it was pretty much unanimous.
Stinson's plan for the Central Terminal is to convert it into a mixed-use facility, including offices, apartments, and entertainment. Among the prospective tenants are a company that would like to open a film studio and production space. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.